Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Domingos on the 28th of June, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Twitter introduces verification procedures for new signups. Users will be asked to confirm their account using a phone number or email address. Twitter also says it's developing AI algorithms to identify problematic accounts and will reduce visibility for suspicious users. Apple releases the first public beta of macOS Mojave. It requires membership in the Apple public beta program, and this 10.14 version adds system-wide dark mode, desktop stacks, a redesigned Mac App Store, and Finder. A new AI security cam built by Japanese telecom giant NTT East and startup Hearth Eyes Corporation is helping shop owners spot potential shoplifters in Japan. The camera is called the AI Guardman, and it uses open-source technology developed by Carnegie Mellon University to scan live video streams and identify the actions of shoppers that match suspicious behavior. The device then alerts shop owners via a connected app. UK broadcaster BBC announces BBC Sounds, a radio and podcast app for iOS and Android, with availability unclear. It lets users access the BBC's broad library of shows, as well includes recommendations. It will eventually replace the BBC iPlayer radio app. Claims that the chatbot can diagnose medical conditions as accurately as a GP have sparked a row between the software's creators and UK doctors. Babylon, the company behind the NHS GP and Hand app, says its follow-up software achieves medical exam scores that are on par with human doctors. It revealed the artificial intelligence bot at an event held at the Royal College of Physicians. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.